This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
High fly ball, deep left. There it goes, sailing into history. He's done it. He has done it. 62. Aaron Judge is the American League single season home run leader. The AL King.
Case closed. 62 has been accomplished. And now we can move on to, of course, the bigger goal, which is a championship. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. You heard the call there on the YES Network. The great Michael Kay with the call as Aaron Judge hits his 62nd home run to get the Yankee record, the American League record as well, with just one game left to spare. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And Bart, it is amazing to think that after Aaron Judge, who wears number 99, hit home run number 62, the Yankees record is 99-62. Baseball numbers are crazy.
That's funny. Hope they win the next one.
Is that sarcastic?
I hope they win the next one.
The last game of the season? Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I hope they win that one. So I don't want that.
100?
Oh, it'll be 63. It won't be the same.
It wouldn't be the same. Right,
it's just a perfect day. I should have played the lottery. I should have swan dived like the other dude. Right. He died like, boom. Right. It's like Giselle. Like, man, get up. It ain't even wet over there, man. What the hell are you talking about?
But this getting done.
Yeah. Sigh relief.
Do you have any perspective on it at all?
Well, I mean, it's historical, right? And, you know, what better person to own arguably one of the most prestigious records than arguably the biggest man to ever put on a baseball uniform?
Yeah.
So it's almost like, you know, Wilt Chamberlain having a scoring title. He was bigger and stronger than everybody. It should belong to Wilt Chamberlain because he was dominant.
Mm-hmm.
But just, I mean, I think it'd be funnier if Altuve owned it because it's different. But you almost like think that a record like this belongs to one of the most powerful men, and the fact that his body didn't wear down like normal people would, mm-hmm. because he's not a normal baseball player.
Right.
And that was evident as a rookie. And it was just great to see good things happen to a good guy. And I didn't want him having to carry that burden of not living up to everybody else's expectations in the postseason because he struggled a bit there.
Mm-hmm.
Now he can go there with a free mind. He can get a day's rest. He can kind of rest up now and kind of recuperate because that had to take a lot out of him physically and emotionally as well.
No question. No question about it. It's getting it done. Brought to you by Granger. And who got it done? Of course, it was Aaron Judge. And you know, there is a bit of relief, right? There's that exhale, like you said, of, okay, it's done, and now we can all move on.
Oh, it's a big relief. You know, I think everybody can finally sit down in their seats and watch the ball game. You know, it's been a fun ride so far, getting a chance to do this with the team we got, the guys surrounding me, you know, the constant support, you know, from my family who's been with me there through this whole thing. It's been a great honor, you know, and also Roger Maris Jr., him and his family, you know, supporting and being along for the ride too. You know, a lot of thanks and congratulations to them too for their constant support through this whole process. Because I know it's a tough situation. You know, your dad's legacy and you want to uphold that, but you know, getting a chance to meet their family, they're wonderful people, and you know, getting a chance to have my name next to, you know, someone as great as Roger Maris, Babe Ruth, those guys is incredible.
It's amazing that he did mention that part of it, right? It's your family's legacy. I mean, him having this record and you were celebrating me breaking it, which says a lot about them.
They had no choice. Like,
well,
stop
no, but
it.
But still, though, he was acknowledging the fact that this is something that your dad now once owned and now he doesn't anymore.
I guarantee you Roger Maris Jr. didn't pay for no tickets. So he was brought in there.
I don't think Roger Maris Jr. has to pay for tickets if he wants to go to a
Yankees
game.
Who the hell is he?
He's Roger Maris' son. That's who he is. Why would – all right. Anyways, Judge starts –
I'm so happy that he's going to go away. Please go away and never come back to the public eye again.
All right.
You're basing that
on some of the comments that –
Yes,
that
he just become the most irritating person in all of sports.
You're basing that right off of things that he had to say, and there, of course, is the tweet right there on ESPN. You can watch us on the ESPN app, of course, if you want to see the simulcast, and you would see right now a tweet by Roger Maris Jr. who congratulated Aaron Judge and his family for the historic home run. He said, it's definitely been a baseball season to remember, your class and someone who should be revered. And then adds, for the majority of fans, we can now celebrate a new clean home run king.
We don't know what his dad took. They weren't testing back then. Shut up.
Anyways, this is the thing that's the most remarkable because, you know, baseball is all about numbers.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge only hit one home run in the first 13 games of the season. So nobody saw this coming, right?
Right.
Then he finishes the last 14 games. He only hit two home runs. Put it all together. And he hit 59 of his 62 home runs in 130 games.
It's amazing.
Think about that, 130 games. Barry, when Bonds hit 73, it took him 135 games to get to 62. In that 135th game, he hit three home runs,
yeah,
and that got him to 63. Yeah. So it just in the comparison, it's amazing to think of what he did. Like he hit three, he batted in that 130 games, he batted 322, 126 RBI. That's it. And obviously 59 home runs. Like that stretch was an absolute juggernaut, right?
Yeah.
So what we are now basing it on, and I've gotten caught up in this, is the idea that, you know what? You got to pay this guy. I mean, Buster Olney has said that this is the greatest offensive season in the sport we've ever seen. Overall, because he's, you know, he was percentage points from a triple crown and obviously the 62 home runs. And so we keep now talking about Aaron Judge's money. And so here's Buster just talking about the minimum now that Judge should be demanding.
The contract he's going to get in the offseason is going to start with the number three, as in $300 million. And think about the fact that the Yankees offer in the spring was $213.5 million. I think the pressure on the Yankees is going to be so great that they're going to have to blow up their typical conservatism and they're going to have to make him a huge offer. And I can tell you this, people around baseball are skeptical that he would leave the Yankees, that they would actually let him leave.
Now, with all that said, Bart, I'm about to walk back. Remember the other day we let you walk back some takes? I'm walking it back.
Yeah.
Because now that it's over and the dust settled and I was able to kind of take like a aerial view of everything, I realized that myself as a Yankees fan, I think a lot of Yankees fans out there, we're being hypocrites. What is the thing that I always say about the Yankees season when they were winning like crazy early on? What did I say that matters the most?
Can I phone a friend?
Winning in October.
I'm just saying.
Right?
Yeah.
Winning in October. It's all about championships with the Yankees. Because you can win 100 games, doesn't matter if you don't win a championship. It's always been the mentality. It's always about getting 27, getting 28, getting those championships. That's it. You're judged on that. So why are we then taking a season that was great and now saying, mission accomplished, pay the guy, when we haven't gotten to October yet? Yeah. Has he had Jeter moments? Has he had, has he had Reggie Jackson moments?
No.
Has he had moments that will go down in history, in Yankee history, as moments that led to championships? Mariano Rivera doing what he did. Tino Martinez moments. I mean, even Aaron Boone had a moment, even though it didn't lead to a World Series championship. It still was a moment that got him there. I mean, there were so many. Andy Pettit, pitching on the road, must-win situations. Like, those are the stories that you tell. Judge hasn't had that yet. And if you're the Yankees, can't you just sit back and say, hang on, what matters most is what happens now in October. Yeah.
Well,
so that's when you make – what do you always say? You make your name
– in the regular season.
And you make your fame.
And then postseason. But here's the thing.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not. But here's the thing. Like, you know, they haven't won with all his accolades, right? What he did as a rookie, 52 home runs.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, he's good for business because you want him
– very good for business.
You want him in a uniform.
Yes.
Selling, you know, when you celebrating when he gets 200 or 300, when he gets to 500, when he gets to those milestones, pretty much why the Angels pay Albert Pujols to come out there to break all the records in their uniform. He's good for business. So sometimes there are outliers that it doesn't have to be directly correlated to the postseason.
You're disagreeing with me?
Yeah, I think he's a guy you pay irregardless, because it's your. You know, it's the same thing when people are talking about Saquon Barkley. You don't let great players walk out of your building. I mean, unlike Saquon, you think that he's going to give you at least 5 good years.
Let me ask you a question.
As being the best baseball player.
Mike Trout got 450, right? Mike Trout got an unbelievable amount of money.
Mike Trout almost damn near hit 40 home runs, and he only played 100 games.
I'm saying, he puts up the numbers, does he not?
He does.
What is it leading to?
Listen, they've done a bad job in building a great team around him as well.
That's not what I asked
you. That's different.
Not what I asked you.
He's got him nothing. They got
they got
Ohtani and Trout.
Are they getting bang for their buck for that guy?
But that guy isn't the face of baseball. He tried to be. They tried to.
They tried.
That guy isn't the captain. That guy doesn't speak out. So if you don't pay him, if I'm all the other guys, I'm like, well, I'm going to come out and play hurt for this team. This team don't care. They don't reward people that come in and go about their business. You know, keep negotiations out of the media and be quiet and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is part for your culture as well.
Yeah.
You got to pay. I mean, and if it's some measly $50 million, hell, they can make next year, they can probably sell the judges' chambers as like a PSL. Right. And even though you're outside and you get NFL. None of the perks.
Go NFL with it. Listen, like I said, I'm all for everything you said because I agree with you. This guy is marketable. He's the face of the sport. He's in New York. He's the most popular athlete in New York sports right now. There's no one more famous. You can tell me, well, Kevin Durant. Aaron Judge in New York. Aaron Judge in New York.
It is baseball.
Is more famous in the market than Kevin Durant.
Mm.
That's a fact because of everything he's done this year. And now, of course, the expectations come.
Will you say that in February?
I don't know.
Kevin Durant
certainly could change because if things don't go well now, Aaron Judge could turn into a guy where a lot of people get disappointed. You know, because
he has to go about the business.
Yeah, he has to get it done.
Let his agent do what he's paid to do.
But I'm with you, though. I agree with all that stuff. But I'm looking from the Yankee perspective. The Yankees could look at everybody that's saying, you got to pay him, you got to pay him, they got to pay him. And they could easily say, wait a minute. Aren't you all the people that tell us that 100 wins means nothing? So why doesn't it also attribute to a player? If it doesn't mean a damn thing that we win 100 games and win our division because we don't win a championship, then how about the player? Get it done in October, put the cherry on top, and then you're right.
All those other guys ain't going to bring you back your money back in off-the-field stuff. He's going to bring it back in jersey sales, bobbleheads. You'll get your money back.
Bobbleheads don't sell that much.
Ha!
Be part of Barton Nation on Dr. Pepper. Call
online sales through the roof.
Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. I mean, it's just simply the take that I have on this. I thought about it, and I believe it. I am being a hypocrite as a fan. If I'm saying the regular season doesn't matter, and all that matters is winning in the postseason, why doesn't that also work when it comes to talking about a player and also him earning what he thinks he's worth? All right, but still, you can't deny it. Aaron Judge did get it done. Home run yesterday makes it 62, a new Yankee record, a new American League record as well. And getting it done is brought to you by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger's always there to help. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. So, we've got now, because of the Braves clinching the NL East, Bart Scott.
Who won more games, the Yankees or the Mets?
There's one right now. We'll see. Okay. Still one more game to play.
Okay.
But the baseball playoffs now are set. We know who's going to play whom and everything else. Long road is ahead for teams in the National League. We'll discuss that once I tell you about LinkedIn. Man, I've done a lot of talking here.
I know, man.
These days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. Creating a job post on LinkedIn Jobs is simple, easy, takes just minutes, and then add your job in the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Bart. That's LinkedIn.com/Bart. Post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Breaking Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to linkedin.com/sports.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. So we got the bracket set now for the playoffs. We know who's going to play whom, Bart. So in the American League, the Rays and the Guardians will play in the one wild card series, and it's a series. Mm. Now it's three, best of three, and the Blue Jays and the Mariners. Don't sleep on them, by the way. The Mariners are pitching. That's interesting.
You got timely hitting too.
Now the winner of Rays Guardians plays the Yankees. The winner of Blue Jays Mariners plays the Astros. And I'll tell you what,
do the Yankees want them Rays?
Yeah, they kind of handled them this year. The Rays aren't the same as they've been. It's the Guardians I kind of think they'd probably rather have.
Yeah, you don't want to deal with that. That's bad.
But Mariners-Astros, by the way, I'd be rooting for that because that has
you
been.
You want the Mariners?
Yeah, hell yeah, that has
please
been.
Please do our heart heavy take lifting.
Well, here's why. Speaking of Aaron Judge, he has dominated all the opponents he has faced this year, right?
But
if you look at his numbers, especially his OPS against everyone, it's like 1 point whatever. And then it's the Astros, and it's 0.6 whatever. Not good. He's got, out of 27 at-bats, 8 strikeouts. He has 4 hits, and 2 of them are home runs. They know how to pitch to him, and you know that's going to be a big factor.
It's going to be in his head, too.
And they just, for whatever reason, they just can't beat that. They almost know they can't beat that team. They know they can't beat that.
Altuve going up there with a jersey tank top.
I'd throw water on him. meanwhile, okay, in the National League, this is going to be a gauntlet, by the way. So your Mets face the Padres, best of three.
No Tatis, barbecue chicken.
Yeah, think barbecue chicken?
No, I'm scared. Gotta go to the Dodgers.
And then the Phillies, who haven't been in the playoffs in a decade, they take on the Cardinals. And so the winner of Phillies-Cardinals plays Atlanta. So for Atlanta, it's like,
I like the Cardinals.
I do too.
Atlanta
experience.
Wainwright, yo, yeah. Molina.
Right. Yachty and him.
Last ride. This is the last ride.
Last ride. And then the winner of Padres Mets will play the Dodgers. So a lot of West Coast flavor in that Mets matchup. Mets would have to play the Dodgers right away in the DS. Wow,
that's gonna mess up the rotation, man.
Well, I mean, going into the wild card doesn't really help you.
That's what I'm
saying. You could have avoided it. You know, you did have a lead in the division.
Hey, man, listen. Nobody was beating the Braves. The Braves are unbeatable right now. I mean, they're in a groove.
They have been in some run. Yeah, they've been in
some
run.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, the Mets is just the same thing the Dodgers ran into last year. The Giants couldn't lose.
Mm-hmm.
And the Dodgers had to go in the same way. I mean, some of these teams get hot. There's nothing you can do about it.
Now, you can catch every game of Wild Card Round on ESPN, ABC, and, of course, here on ESPN Radio. It starts this Friday. Mm. You and I have some extended work to do on Friday, right, in between games.
Time and a half, baby.
Yeah, I heard. I heard we're getting at least time and a half for that, right?
They're giving us a free taco.
Extra work we're doing. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's grab a couple of calls. Let's go to Jersey and talk with Glenn, who hits us up on the Dr. Pepper call online. What's up, Glenn?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? I don't think what Judge is doing is really the record on any level unless he gets to 74. I mean, 62 is in a nice class. They're trying to spin it the American League record.
Well, it is.
I mean, if unless he gets to 74, he's not a record. Murray actually hit the home runs.
Well,
unless you're going to start making pitchers accountable, ones who were throwing and on steroids, we got to make them accountable for what they were doing, too.
I'm trying to figure out your point. It's an American League record. That's a fact. He's saying
the nation is celebrating it. Like, if it was just a record, just was that, and it wasn't the clean, dirty, we wouldn't be celebrating and make a big thing about it nationally. That's what he's saying.
I still think because it's a Yankee record, it still had, like, some appeal regionally.
Yeah, but not like it was. Like, this was national. Had people calling up, like, please stop cutting into, I'm watching Days of Our Lives, and they cut into Judge going to.
They cut into our show yesterday.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, we did that, too. Like I know what he's saying, and I know people have said that the idea that
it's a point of view.
It is. But it still is a record. You can't say it's not a real record. It's a real record. It's a franchise record in one of the oldest, most historic franchises in the sport.
Now,
and then it's also in the American League of records. So that does exist.
I'll put it like this. It's like if somebody was like going for the NFC rushing record. We'd be like, man, get the hell out of here. Like, come on. Like, you know, Eric Dickerson got the record, and it's like, all right, no, we're going for the NFC record, and it's a team record as well. Like, man, if you don't get the whole hell out of here.
Wait a minute, though. Let me ask you this. If it was a Chicago Bears, Detroit Lions, Green Bay Packers franchise record,
no.
You wouldn't think, like, all right, that's a little significant because this team's been around for 100 years.
No. Hell to the no.
No.
I'm right on point. If they was like, okay, today – Saquon Barkley is going for the NFC rushing record.
And the Giants.
Yeah, like, man, if you don't get the hell out of here, he's trying to break who's the dude from the Super Bowl? That went for the Giants.
The dude from the Super Bowl?
That went off in the first one against the Bills. Whatever, you're supposed to be the Giants. Whatever. He's breaking
you
Brandon.
You said the dude from the Super Bowl. That's all you said.
The running back. Okay, he's breaking Brandon.
Joe Morris?
Yeah, he's breaking Joe Murray's record.
You were talking about the running back Joe Moore. Is that who you're talking about?
I don't know the one. I don't know.
86.
Yeah, okay. I'm not big on Giants records. No, I'm talking about the one when the 91.
You're confusing me.
Never mind. Brandon Jacobs.
All right, okay.
Damn it, Brandon Jacobs. He's breaking Brandon Jacobs' single season Giants record.
My head hurts.
Like, man, if you don't get the whole hell out of here and get out of here, we break it into their TV. Like, oh, we gonna break up Martin Lawrence. You know
what is the next record that we will be doing this with? That they will break in to every production. It's probably LeBron. LeBron's all because he can do it this year.
Against Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
LeBron, but you won't break in because it could be any moment that he takes. Every shot he takes, you can't break in.
Well, would you?
Remember we showed you all the national broadcasts that they're going to take in February.
If he gets into one score, you know everybody's going to let LeBron know that. He's going to go ahead and shoot.
Oh, when he needs one more
shot.
Basket, you
mean? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, as soon as they go there, we're breaking in. He's 4 points away.
All right, let's ask the people. Should we get that for LeBron? If LeBron is 2 points away from Kareem's record of all-time leading scorer, which he's going to get this year, you know, obviously, God willing, that he stays healthy. Football. He will get it this year. Would you want the same treatment that Judge got? So where I'm watching a college basketball game in ESPN2. They break in.
It's history.
To show the next possession because he could be taking this shot. Steph Curry, when he hit his three, like everybody knew he was going to hit that three to break the record.
Can we expand it?
What?
Can we see what record will they be okay with us breaking into?
Because what's a record worthy of breaking into coverage of another sport?
Yeah, is it Eric Dickerson? Is it the perfect season? Well, we can't get that this year.
The perfect season is.
Okay.
We need the whole game?
Well, Philadelphia.
I mean, you just could put it on red zone for the perfect season.
No, I mean Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Like, what a Philadelphia. I mean, because we did have this hysteria when the Patriots was going undefeated and all these other networks picked up the game.
Wait, that's right. But the Patriots did it. The problem was they didn't win the Super Bowl. You got to win the Super Bowl, and the Super Bowl's already – you can't break in on the Super Bowl. So maybe that's the one. But the Dickerson one's a pretty good one. There's a lot of different ones you could do. But I think the LeBron one is the interesting one. Do we want to see breaking in on LeBron's last shot?
You know, Eric Dickerson – had the record in, or OJ had the record in a 14-game season. Eric Dickerson did
16. 888-729-3776.
Can't win with people.
We'll get to your calls. And also, Aaron Rodgers recruiting already. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, and watch us on the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
Almost that applies today, man. We're looking at the skies.
I mean, that is sinister.
I finally figured out what's happening. So it's a high pressure from the north, and it's causing a log jam in the weather, and it's holding the pattern outside the water, and it's spinning the wrong way. Yeah, I looked into the Weather Channel. Ha ha! Because it came up here and got parked, baby.
Bart's got accredited the AMS.
Yeah, we got the low pressure, and then we got the high pressure coming from Canada, and it's holding the pattern over here for a couple of days, baby. I was wondering, how the hell it get from Florida to up here?
Is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
See, when I'm trying to be serious and spit some facts, y'all always want disrespectful. I told y'all I got an associate's degree, and I'm a certified storm chaser.
Before we get to the call, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, I do want to let you know it's Bart and Han. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and we are coming to you live from Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. Yes, it is a sinister sky at Gotham, but last night in Texas, Aaron Judge hit home run number 62. And you know how we say everything sounds better in Spanish?
Yes.
Well, Michael Kay's call was a great call. But Lacto is going to tell us what it would have sounded like in Spanish. So let's play Michael Kay's call, and then Lacto is going to make the call in Espanol. Well, we don't have it.
What?
In Espanol?
I mean, I heard it at the very top of the show.
What?
Yeah, wow. I guess I'm saved.
Damn.
Man, we did his whole
I guess we should just wait. How about we just wait?
We did his whole production.
Let's just wait.
In the We did this whole production.
Didn't we say during the break that we were going to do this?
Trying to bring all the hot fire to everybody. Let me know you don't listen to our show and I'll let us know you're listening.
Yeah. So we'll just wait. Let's just wait.
I wonder if Lacto, can you remember it?
Mm-hmm. He's got to write it down.
No. So off the top of my head.
Mm. Well, I think we could. Are we ready for it? We can hear it? Mm.
So as I said, off the top of my head, from what I remember.
Awkward.
So we can play it at any moment.
High fly ball. Deep left. There it goes. Soaring into history. He's done it. He has done it. 62. Aaron Judge is the American League single season home run leader. The AL King. Case closed.
All right, Lacto, take it away. Everything sounds better in Spanish.
All right.
Should we turn it down a little bit so like he can hear it like in his ear and he can kind of mimic what he's hearing?
No. Nah, let's let him do it, but he got to do it with all the energy.
Oh,
that
I got to do it with
Come
energy.
Come on, let me hear it.
Oh, man.
Always sounds better in Spanish.
All right.
Let's go.
El batazo al jardín izquierdo. Se va. Se fue. Aaron Judge es el líder de cuadrangulares en la Liga Americana. Aaron Judge, el juez, caso cerrado.
That was fantastic.
I won't deny. Listen, you can take his job, man.
That was fantastic. Now, let's see how the real Spanish call sounded, Ricky Ricardo.
Ooh, that's my
because Lacto did an amazing job.
Come out through his job, baby.
But Ricardo, let's see how it actually sounded in Espanol.
Vuelve, swing, ahí va el batazo, profundo por el izquierdo, a la pared el jardinero, olvídala, esa se va, se fue, ahí está, al fin llegó, échale sazón, que tenemos un nuevo rey del jorrón, Aaron Judge, el juez, culpable, en la misma primera entrada, voló la cerca por el jardín izquierdo, Aaron Judge, deja atrás a Babe Ruth, y ahora deja atrás el rey de los jorrones de los Yankees es Aaron Judge. Llegó el 62 y los Yankees están adelante 1-0. Aaron Judge, el récord es tuyo.
I mean, he didn't even take a breath. I gotta admit, that was pretty good.
He riffed off the end. Lacto, can you tell me what the hell he said?
What did he say?
At the end, I can assume what he said about the beginning, but like, summarize it for us.
I apologize. I was actually working on a promo for the show, but can you replay that again?
No, nobody listens.
No. Nobody listens to the show. No. I clearly don't.
No one
listens. Great job.
No one listens to the show. Hey. It's just you and me, Bart.
It's a great contribution. Appreciate you.
It's it. Hey, just me and you.
I had a whole call in Spanish here.
You
I
did.
Think that's great.
You did a great job. All right. Good for you.
Thanks, buddy.
Just don't hurt your shoulder. Patting yourself on the back.
I'm trying not to.
Yeah, let's not do that. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll never get those 5 minutes back, Bart.
I'm going to ask baby Jesus when I get up to heaven.
Jordan said on Twitter, Bart's energy today is how we all feel about Judge's record. No one cares.
Meh.
If it happened in Arizona or Miami, it would be irrelevant. And then he adds, of course, because he's got to like just twist the knife. Yankees aren't winning anything. We need to focus on which NL team is going to raise the trophy. Ooh. Hey, Jordan, it's a piece of tin. Your own commissioner said it. Your call's coming up. Jordan, please call in.
Bart and Han.
I go on and on.
Spartan Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott.
My favorite song.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's grab some calls here about this conversation.
MJG.
We stay in New York. We talk to Lorenzen. What's up, Lo?
Oakland, baby.
Alan, Bart, God bless to you and your family. Hope everything is well, man.
Back at you.
Listen, I've been trying to get on for the last week, and I want to say this very clearly. As a dude from Brooklyn, everybody who's defending Barry Bonds and he has the record, what you're really saying is when somebody urinates on my head and they tell me it's raining, I take it and I accept it, okay?
It's raining lemonade.
You know baseball, yeah, exactly, it's lemonade. If you know baseball, his own lawyer admitted in 2011 or 2012 that his client was on steroids.
Yeah.
He just was unknowingly on steroids. But I find it hard with Balco and Greg Anderson being your trainer, the man who did two bids to not even testify at trial.
That's
all
G.
of a sudden,
yeah, G, by the way,
he took right, took for the team.
You know,
but Lo, I get, baseball. Yeah, no, I'm with you, and I think the argument is less about the idea that, well, you know, he was on stuff and that's why he did what he did. The argument is there were so many other guys that were also, and some we didn't know about, that it becomes that more of a level playing field than maybe we want to know, and that's the acceptance of the era. Well, that's just how everybody was. You know, like, I think that's the argument people try to make.
It's like the Greenies era. Like,
yeah, all that stuff.
Everybody needs to have them for you in a cup.
Like, yeah.
You take them for your pregame. Everybody pop them. So if everybody popping them, then everybody same place.
Yeah, and there were some guys that said, I don't want to. So, okay, you weren't. So not every – it wasn't 100%, but there's this
about
feeling
80%
that it just was – that was the era, and everybody – there was a lot of guys. I can't say everybody. A lot of guys that were doing it. So that's the argument people want to make, and you can. But I will also say that it doesn't matter. The guy – Bonds is still – arguably one of the most perfect baseball players
baseball
to ever play.
Ever.
Even before
when he was a pirate,
stuff.
He was a Hall of Famer.
No doubt. So thanks for the call, Lo. But it's like, this is not about Aaron Judge. This is the real record. Roger Maris Jr. said it. I felt like that was out of line. I know you don't like it either.
Yeah.
There's no reason to do that. Make it yours. Now I'm going to take this stance. There's no reason for that.
Moral compass.
Aaron Judge doesn't want it. It's not necessary in the conversation. It doesn't need to be recognized as the baseball record. But it still can be recognized as a feat that is pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
That's all you're saying here.
I mean, he could have congratulated. He didn't have to take an unnecessary dig.
I agree. I agree.
That was petty and childish.
Yeah.
And I wish he'd go away.
Well,
I've already had enough exposure to him.
Pretty much, I think he is going to go away. We're not going away. We're back in 10 seconds.
Bart and Hahn.
The rematch is
Bonita
coming soon.
Bonita Applebaum. Who is this about?
They did, I don't know, some chick, I guess.
This had to be about somebody.
It's always about a woman.
By the way, it's one of the best, like, little...
They did a cypher yesterday, man. Dope. It's like this new thing, you know, it started with during the pandemic, during D-Nice.
Mm-hmm.
They did a cypher yesterday where they got all the best rappers, like, around the America. So they started on the West Coast. So they did Exhibit, Ice Cube, Too Short. Then they came over to the East Coast, did Jada, Busta, Rakim, The Lox. They did, like, they brought in Dead Press, all kind of stuff, man. Fat Joe did a great job hosting the BET Awards last night, man. And I just fell into it. I didn't know.
Well, that's one of those things that once it starts, you're not getting out of that.
Yeah,
right? They're doing that, you're not getting
out of that. Yeah, they were honoring Trina, too, so it was dope. It was dope.
All right,
Spartan Hahn. Part of our life.
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's continue with the calls here. Let's go to Washington, talk to Sammy. What's up, Sammy?
What's up, fellas? Long time, first
What's up?
Time.
Thank you. Let me get you last time.
Hey, so I got like a prop. That last caller, I liked his opinion because, fellas, let's be honest, tainted steroids means that it's not the real record. Like, Barry Bonds could have been the greatest hitter in all of, like, the history of the greatest left-handed hitter. How about that?
But isn't it?
But he went to.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
But he went to San Francisco, and his head grew four sizes, and he was able to hit home runs even at a higher rate. He could have broke Hank Aaron's record just by being Barry Bonds. He may not have broken Lou Gehrig's record.
But tell me this.
Roger Maris's record.
But
you know, like,
So you all right? So you, but bottom line, Sammy, what Sammy's trying to say is he doesn't he's not buying into Bonds' record. He thinks because it's tainted because he was on any type of performance enhancement and therefore doesn't deserve the distinction.
I would love to ask Sammy this. Like, Andrew Steen was, you can buy it at GNC. Like, this was an over-the-counter supplement. Like, this wasn't something that Mark McGwire was taking that was a secret.
That was 98, though. He's not talking about
98. I get it, but what I'm saying is Mark McGwire broke the record, too. He has more, what, 64, 65?
No.
Or 68?
No, he had 72.
Okay, 72. So what I'm saying is, right, at what point do we start adding into modern science, right, training regimens, recovery instruments? Like, they didn't have the neurotech type of cooling sensors and stuff like that for recovery. Like, it's so nuanced, man. We add supplements into it, cell tech, creatine. Like, you look at the athletes, how they blew up, and Alonzo Mourning, how he recovered, how ripped up he was, how big they got.
I think
it's a fine line.
It's generational when it comes to training, yes. But also,
supplements too.
But I also find it to me so odd that in baseball, you are condemned to a point where some people don't want to recognize a feat you accomplished. Yeah. In football, you get four games and you're welcomed back with open arms.
Yeah. I mean, Tom Brady.
And you're the same fan. Yeah. You're the same fan.
I don't get it.
That's the part I don't understand. Like, again, was it something in baseball that it was kind of shocking and it was disappointing and all that stuff? Of course it was. But then once you realize, once we got into that, you know, this 21st century, and we just saw all the different things that people can take and do and all that other stuff. I mean, come on. How many times are we talking about pills that enhance all kinds of stuff in our lives? But yet, in football, it's just, oh, he's going to be out four games. All right, we'll get him back. But in this, it's like you're condemned for it.
It's like the supplements you take, the science, right? It's like people that didn't have Gatorade before and Gatorade was created, now they can play longer. Like, what line? Like, let me tell you something. You can take enough regular stuff that'll give you the same effects that steroids or in performance enhancers will give you. And that's what Androstein was, right? That's what deer antler was. That was legal. And then it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm taking it and I think it's legal and everybody's taking it, we don't know who else is taking Andro.
Somebody learns that it can be damaging. And the other part, here's where
amphetamines, it speeds your heart rate, but people were taking it.
But Bart, here's where the argument, though, you as the athlete understands that there are kids who look up to you. And what you didn't want to see happen, which started to happen, high school kids started saying, oh, that's what you're doing? That's what I should do.
And stop Brian Cushing.
You don't want that. You know what I mean, though? You know what I mean, right?
Yeah, but Andrew Steen, like I said, was something that was sold at GNC, right? So he wouldn't have been doing it. He had it in his locker.
Yeah, I know.
Right? He didn't like he was hiding it.
Yeah, and most
it was a supplement. Most athletes got all kind of scoop stuff.
Most of us in the media had no idea what this stuff was.
Just so people don't know, like your favorite athletes right now, LeBron James probably spends $1 million on his body.
Oh, 100%. A year.
Right, a year. So you don't think that there's some stuff going on that's helping him become a better player that some other player don't have a chance to do because he's able to play at such a high level for so long because he has the money to invest in his body? Mm-hmm. Like,
some
players can't do that.
Kobe did it. Kobe went over and did the blood spinning and all that stuff.
But like, I mean, like, what about all that stuff? Like, putting oxygen, blood doping, all that stuff. Like, so it's a fine line between what's legal supplementation and what's illegal. I mean, you know, like, one of the things that's illegal for us is Sudafed. That was the dumbest thing. I got to figure out if I'm going to get sleep because I can't damn breathe at night and worry about if people are going to perceive that I'm taking Sudafed.
You wouldn't take Sudafed before bed because it's does speed up your heart rate. That's the problem with Sudafedrin.
But I still need Sudafed if I can't breathe.
Yeah, during the day, yeah.
But if I can't breathe, I've taken it at night, and you got to report that you're taking Sudafed. So it's a fine line between what's a performance enhancer and what's not a performance enhancer, whether it's steroids or not. It's other things that help you to have great performances. I knew guys that make concoctions. I don't know how their heart didn't explode on game day.
Those are stories I would think are amazing to
hear. Uptime, caffeine pill, hydro cut, like, what the hell are you taking, man? I went out there one time, I thought I was having a seizure. Like, I can hear my heartbeat. Hey, Bart, that's what it's supposed
Sometimes
to be.
Sometimes you share too much. We're going to get into some NFL, though, coming up. We do have your calls. We'll keep them there. Top quarterbacks in the league. Who are they right now? We'll identify them next. Barton Hunt.
Stop sharing.
ESPN Radio. And watch us on the ESPN app.
Bart and Hunt.